views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Oh my goodness, we're back already. It seems like time just flies by from one show to the next, but we're here. We've launched into December. Of course, it's winding down to what we call the new year, but I like to point out this is just an ongoing process. So this is about not just making it through this season or making it through this time of the year, but really, I think this time of year is such a great time for really looking into who you are and what do you stand for? How do you want to show up in the world? Which is why I'm super excited here on Positivity Party Radio to bring to you tonight Sharon Haver. Now, just saying that, I know what that means, but I met this woman at a conference. And of course, how did we connect? But with fashion. It was great. She asked a couple of questions and immediately we just hit it off and started talking and chatting. And next thing you know, it feels like lifelong friends. So I'm very excited to bring her here with you tonight because Sharon she has taken her gifts and really just rocked not only her world, but everyone's world that she steps into. And she has such a personal service that she offers the women that she works with that I wanted to have her on the show to share with you because many of us, when it comes to, and tonight we're going to talk about organic in a different way. We're going to talk about organic in relation to your style. What is your style? And what that really means to me is how do you show up in the world? How are you feeling in, not just in your clothes, but it's your energy. It's how, what you bring forward. And that's really what Sharon helps you discover if you're not quite there yet, or if you just want to tweak it, or you want to freshen it up, because her heart is really with the everyday woman, just like you and me. You know, even I love fashion. I love clothes. I'm a bit of a clothes horse, not going to fit there. Shoes are kind of my top thing, but yet I've still learned things from her and how to bring my own style forward in my everyday life and in my business world and how to mix that and really bring it forward together. Now, Sharon is the founder of Focus on Style. She has some fun, exciting things to share with you tonight as far as something that she's offering. And, oh my gosh, the years of experience and the stories that I'm excited that I know she's going to wind up sharing as we organically go through this show today. I want you to help me welcome Sharon to Positivity Party Radio. Sharon, I'm so happy to have you here.
I am so thrilled to be here, Nicole. What a wonderful introduction. But can I add something here? You know, when Nicole and I met at this event, we were sitting next to each other and we almost instantly bonded. It was like within I say almost instantly because it was like literally a few minutes. But speaking about being organic, and I really think things should be, you know, comfortable and natural to yourself, not like granola organic, but, you know, like natural organic. But I don't know if you remember one of the first questions I asked you, because I was sitting in front of you. We were at this big round, like banquet table, and we were facing the stage and Nicole is exactly behind me. Do you remember one of the first questions I asked you? No, I do. I turned around and I looked at you and I'm like, oh, she looks like a nice person. I can ask him, like, are my hair extensions showing?
That's right. We did talk about that. I was like, no, looks good to me.
I had just done this story with trying out hair extensions for volume. They were natural hair, so I guess that made them organic. And they were really cool, but I had just gotten them, and I have really fine hair. And I was so, because it's not, I mean, I'm not, I'm not really like a hair extension girl. So it was so like weird to me. I kept thinking like, okay, in the back, and you see the little like plastic thing. And it was like, and you know, I love the way they look, but I spent like the 3 months that I had them constantly like touching my head, thinking that people would see my hair extension.
I remember that. You said, well, I'm trying this. I'm, you know, sharing it with other people. And I would not have known, by the way, wouldn't have known the difference at all.
They were really good. They were really, you can go to my site and look up hair extensions and you'll read about them. No, they were really great ones. If I ever did it again, I would go to them because the hair was really so natural. But most people get it because they want that like long diva, like you've got naturally crazy long hair, but your hair is beautiful and it's your hair. So many people get hair extensions and they're like the Rapunzel ones and they look so like drawn out, but I needed them for volume, you know.
This is how conversations go with us, where she says something and I laugh because it just rolls out like that. And the thing that I've had the opportunity, you're just getting to hear some of you, maybe for the first time, you're getting to hear Sharon and her experience, but I've had the opportunity not only to work with her and be in her groups and experience her that way, but also to watch what she's done for other women. So why are we really talking about fashion and style? And, you know, are we talking about your accessories and what to be? Yes, to a point, but this goes beyond that. This goes deeper because what I've watched is the transformation that happens for people who, it doesn't mean that their style or fashion, but the transformation I watch is with their energy and the difference it makes when they feel so good about the changes they've made in their style. So talk to us a little bit before we get into some of the goodies and your tips and resources. I want to know, share with us your story. How does one become, right, the founder of Focus on Style and a fashion go-to person? Where does that passion come from for you?
It's a long story, but we'll make it kind of short. So when most kids went to summer camp, I went to Lohmann's with my mother. And if people are familiar with Lohmann's, it was kind of a designer discount store. And back in the day, they weren't allowed to have the labels there that they did. The designers would get really peeved that they were selling things so cheaply. So they would cut them out and you would kind of have to identify things by the leftover threads of a label. So I knew like what a Ralph Lauren label thread would look like, or a Calvin Klein. And my mom was just, she was a diehard bargain hunter. And I, you know, we went to Lohmann's and everything there was totally a wreck. There was no sizing and merchandising and anything. So it was like all this stuff was on a rack. And when the good stuff came out, it was a rolling rack and people would go out and grab it and there'd be arms coming through the racks. So you had to quickly learn it was really quite chaotic. So you had to quickly learn how to identify something by its cut and its shape and its design and the seaming is so important because it's all smushed together on a rack. So it's what poked out. So I, luckily or unluckily, had a chubby kid phase. And one of the good things about being a fat kid is you get to wear designer clothes at an earlier age. You might be short, but you're a size 6 rather than should have been a 6X. So anyway, so I went to school and I knew that for my size and for my shape that I felt better when I was dressed in a certain way that gave me self-confidence. And I've always had that. And my mom was really good at letting me know like this works on you and that doesn't work on you. So it was kind of like instead of making constant mistakes, I developed that sense of knowing what style was. And from there, when I was old enough to go to college, I wanted to be in fashion. And she said, no way, you're not going in fashion. So I got a business degree in marketing, which is kind of has helped me build my brand. And after that, I became a stylist by just basically a fluke of a friend called me to go on a photo shoot in St. Martin for 3 weeks and style a catalog. And I thought that was pretty damn cool. So I went and made, you know, ugly, cheap polyester sweats look good. And then I came back from three weeks in St. Martin, didn't know what I was going to do because I was kind of changing careers. Mm-hmm. And even though I was just right out of school, and someone said, hey, you're a stylist at some party. And I'm like, Yeah, I guess. And they're like, you want to work next week? I'm like, oh, sure. And then within a few weeks after that, I ended up doing some Vogue covers. So that was pretty cool. So that career switch lasted 15 years. But what happened was I realized that I never got into fashion because as much as I loved pretty clothes, more that I loved how I felt good when I knew I was dressed right. And that's how I switched my career from 15 years of working on in New York photo shoots to pitching a column with the Scripps Howard Newswire. And it was one in a time it was a big deal to help women with fashion stylist advice. And that column went out to 400 papers. That was kind of a big deal. And then when I was pregnant with my son, it kind of morphed itself into focusonstyle.com, which I started in 1999. And it's really just absolutely geared to helping women become the stylist in charge of their own look and feel confident in their own body and their own shape and how they are today, and to know how to show up as a success in business, because that is so important.
Sure. Absolutely. It's amazing what, you know, buying an outfit that you think is reasonable, buying an outfit that based on your energy and how you feel in it, and the thing we're going to touch on too is, what I love about your advice and your expertise is you also help people do their style in their way, even if they have a limited budget. So we're going to talk on that and touch on that when we get back. And it's exciting because I want to dive in. I know you've been sharing your stylist tips since 1999. So you certainly have the experience that we're really looking for. But what I want anyone listening tonight to really pull out of this is to understand that it's best to wear your own style, to be your own brand, and how to bring that forward, because I love that you always share that message. So you are listening to Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. My guest tonight is Sharon Haber, and we will be back. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to explore some more things, some more fascinating points on fashion, on how you can work with a limited budget, why you should invest in your appearance is going to be one of my favorite questions to ask you when we get back. So stick around. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called, to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Hey, we're back on Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler, and my guest today is my good friend Sharon Haber. She is talking to us about style. Now, Sharon entered the styling profession because, and she said this word several times before, she felt a boost in her self-confidence. So that's why we're bringing her here with you tonight, because anything that we can add to our life toolbox, right, that helps you show up brighter, to help you show up with bigger energy, to feel more confident, to bring the real you forward and to be able to step into that zone is what really creates that opportunity for you in your life to snowball these amazing, beautiful things where you're the person that enters the room and someone says, who is that? I need to go check out that person. I have to talk to them. Opportunity will just find you like a magnet. And that's why I wanted her on the show, because she has a beautiful way of presenting finding your style. How do you add the right things to your wardrobe, but based on who you are, not maybe necessarily what's on the magazine covers, or although anything that has a sparkle on it, I'm drawn to myself, but that's my style. I like to have a little bling in there. So Sharon, can you share with us, like, maybe some people are listening and they think, style, what is that? What does that mean? My appearance? I think it's, it's good. It's fine. I feel great. But what's your philosophy? Why should someone really invest in their appearance? How would you bring that message forward?
Sure. I think it's for two ways. Let's start with the business way first. I think especially because with a lot of women entrepreneurs and people who work from home or in a transition where they're in a cubicle all day and they don't get out that much. And then you're at a networking event, or you're asking for a raise, or you're looking for a new job, or you're looking for new clients if you're working for yourself. When you go out in that world and you're not showing up as a success, and you don't at least look like you make the money that the person you're speaking to wants to make themselves, it chips away at how they perceive you. So in other words, if you're going out and you're looking a little like dated and schleppy, and you're saying, it doesn't matter how I look, I'm so smart, it doesn't really matter. And then you're going out there and someone is looking and you're saying, hey, I'm the best business coach in the world, and I've got all these clients. And the person on the other side is looking at you and they're like, really? Like, you treat yourself that way? How would you treat me as a client? So it not only reflects your worth, your monetary worth, but it also reflects how people perceive you. And it takes less than 5 seconds, 2 seconds, 7 seconds, depends on the study, to make a first impression. And that first impression is the lasting. It's what people remember forever. So you need to make sure, particularly in a business situation, that you look on brand, you look relevant, and you look confident, and you just look self-assured and not too overdone, and where you're fussing and not comfortable in your appearance, but just right, that it's you and that you've got that thing that when, like, I was just at an event last week in, where was I? In Atlanta. I've been traveling so much. And someone came up to me on the break and they said, oh, I have to meet you. I love your style. I love your shoes. I love that color red. And I'm like, they're like, what do you do? I'm like, good. I do style. I'll be on the stage after break,
Right.
And it's like, you need to look like your message. But in an everyday world, and you just feel better. Don't you feel better when you get that extra kick in your step, when you know you've got it going on? I mean, I know certainly I don't look fabulous every day. I'm wearing great pieces, or maybe not so much. But the days I'm wearing like comfortable clothes, they're still well-cut basics that I know that if I have to have a meeting with someone, if I know to leave my house, if I have to post something on social media, I can instantly pull myself together, add a layer of something, add some lipstick, fix my hair in a way that suddenly I could go from being like, oh, comfy at home, to like looking like someone worth talking to. And it doesn't take that much. And it should almost be like an impromptu dance as you go in your closet and you say, this goes with this, this goes with that. And you just learn, which is what I like to teach people, how to put it together on your own terms. But it's just so important for your self-confidence, your self-worth, and how you're perceived by others. And even, you know, if your lady's dating, it's like, you know, you don't want to be the one they swipe and left to, you know?
Right? And I think, I am sure everyone, including myself, has had a moment where I need to run out and grab something really quick. It's on the fly. And all you're thinking on the way there maybe is, please don't let me bump into anyone I know. Now, right. I haven't had those moments for a long time because it is a process though, right? Is it a process? I mean, working with your clients, are they all like style ready to go?
No,
or can
no.
you describe like, what's a great, story that you can think of someone who really wasn't in a place where they were super prepared or their closet was immaculate or whatever, and you really watched them go through a transformation? Can you share a story that really comes to mind where you just watched something completely beautiful happen with someone? And
oh yeah, absolutely. It was actually, you would know who it is. She was at an event we were at last year, and she was actually called up for not even looking lousy, but looking unhealthy. Like she just, she had no clue about how to put it together. And she was, you know, what I find, which is so interesting, when I get on the phone and I do first impression sessions with people or get style calls to just, you know, see where they're at, see what they need, see if we're the right fit. What I find is that the more women than men who really kind of reject style and are afraid to, and we're not asking you to get dressed up and look like Gwyneth Paltrow, we're asking you to look like the best version of you. But the ones who reject it so much are the same ones that as you talk to them, it's so sad because they're so afraid of other things and they're so afraid of succeeding. So they'll find the shiny objects and I'll invest in this program. I'll take that course. I'll go to this woo-woo thing. I'll go to 5 more yoga classes. I'm going to learn how to cook, you know, Taiwanese food next week. And they'll find all these things to be busy, busy, busy because they're ways of ignoring who they are. Because they don't want to really succeed. They don't really want to get out there. And it's, to me, it's very sad because it's just, they're like lying to themselves, not, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. So there's one woman, I felt terrible that, you know, our business coach really like called her out, but she was there and she was really coachable. And she tried to do a few things locally and she did make an improvement. She did go to a Lancome counter and learn to put makeup on. She did learn how to do some basic things with someone locally on her own, but she still kind of wore zookeeper pants. Let's just call them zookeeper pants, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just didn't, you know, she tried and I was trying to be really helpful to her because I could see that she was trying to kind of break out of that shell of hiding. And then we did something together and she worked with me and it was so amazing to see this woman suddenly just light up, just totally light up. And even when we were doing a little like coaching and outfit switching, we were doing it on Skype and she was trying a few things in her closet and she was crying that she didn't have any money. And it was just like such a powerful thing to almost be privy to this. And I was even virtually able to go try that over there, put that on there, roll that sleeve up, go get that. And honestly, at the end of everything we did, she only bought two pieces, which was a white shirt and a black jacket. And we reworked everything she had. And not only did she look great when she walked into this next speaking gig, but she beamed and she knocked it out of the park, and people were just amazed at the.
I'm getting the goosebumps right now that I had when I saw the pictures that she posted that were so different. Her energy, her radiance, everybody was like, oh my goodness, because you said something, you said it's the best version of you. It's not that the clothes make the person. It was the difference that you helped her see herself for who she truly was. You said something too, that it was the, you know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And clothes seem so simple, right? I get up, I put my leg in one, I put my other leg in the other pants leg, and I get dressed. But there's something special that each person can bring forward with their style. And I love that you literally stepped in her world with her. It's so, you know, and we don't even realize how, like I find that with my clients too, they're doing amazing things. They have amazing energy. But oh my goodness, when you open the floodgate and you let them see to the core, she saw to the core of her, and she stepped into that room, and I watched the flood of comments that people were posting that had been there in the beginning, watched that happen on stage, and the transformation, they were like just floored. And to see such a big smile, her eyes looked brighter, she looked healthier. And it wasn't, she didn't look healthier because she had makeup on. It was because she, like, this is, look at me. Like, I'm here. You know, like, yeah, she just...
It's just a matter of feeling good. I mean, we all know, like you're saying, you have days where you know you don't want to be seen on the street. Hey, guess what? I got these days. You know, I have a house in Wyoming. You know, you should see me in my Wyoming outfit. But at the same token, I'm not wearing, you know, a shirt with turtles on it. I'm not wearing zookeeper pants. I'm not looking like a crazy rodeo clown. I might be undone for me, but I know, but there are things that are nice and flattering that if I knew I was going to be, you know, walking the dog where people are walking on the street, I would add a nicer polo fleece layer in Wyoming, you know? Sure. It's just like, it's what you do. So it's like, it's starting with the right basics. Like you said, goes to your core. It's also the core wardrobe of just having basic pieces that might be simple, undone, super cash, but they're still good, quote unquote, pieces.
Ooh, yes. Hold that thought. We're going to make sure we dive right back into that idea when we get back. Now, can you just quickly share your, and we'll share it again later in the show, but your information, how can listeners find out more about you, get in touch with you? Can you offer your information before we head to break?
Sure. So as we said, my website is called focusonstyle.com. That's FOCUSONSTYLE, Focus on Style. And if you go to focusonstyle.com/free course, FREECOURSE, you will get a, guess what? A free course. You can get, if you're not, don't know where to start with style. It's my program. It's an e-course called the Style Incubator. You also get privy to my private insiders clubhouse. It's a Facebook group where you get me in there, and it's a $247 value, and it is yours for being totally free because you're friends with Nicole. And so it's focusonstyle.com/free course.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to head off to break. When we come back, we're going to get back into some of those things that you can do to find your core style and just more tips and resources from Sharon. I'm excited. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism, passionate and caring. Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, we are back on Positivity Party Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Eisler. We're partying tonight with Sharon, my good friend Sharon Haver. And we are talking about fashion. We're talking about style, your core style, being the best version of you. We've talked about, I love something she said earlier, even though whether it's under the business tab or the personal everyday world tab, she said, treat yourself. And what she meant was treat yourself in the very best way, because, of course, I have always said this, whether we like it or not, people perceive you as you present yourself. That's just a fact. So if I'm showing up, I feel timid, I feel shy, I'm not really as confident, whatever that is, it's so important to find the pieces to the puzzle that bring you to the best version of you. And this is just another layer of that. What if there's some listeners right now who are what you call a little fashion phobic? How would they find their inspiration, even if they're not quite ready to jump all in, or like the client that you described? And doesn't mean that they're not coachable, but maybe they're just, it's never been a good experience. I know people too who, whether it be from their childhood, I'll tell you why I love clothes and why I love shopping. I grew up, same thing, secondhand stores. We shopped at Goodwill and any other there was a little store in the town I grew up in that, I couldn't get much when we went there. And once a year for my birthday, my grandma would take me shopping for my birthday and then again at Christmas, and I would get new clothes, brand new clothes. And it was so exciting. I loved it because I get to pick it out just for me. It wasn't and you know what? Once in a while, I still head to Goodwill to see what's in there. But it's an option. It's not a have to thing. So how does somebody find inspiration? Maybe they're fashion phobic, maybe from their past, or it's just never been an area they've really explored, because they didn't, like you said before, something that was good, you don't know where to begin. Like, what do you, how would somebody find their beginning? Like, where could they go? How would you bring them into it?
Oh, there's a million ways on this one. But first, my free gift that I'm giving everyone is the place to start. It's the Style Incubator. So that's where your style begins. And you can get that at the focusonstyle.com/free course. So that's the, you know, the 12-part e-course answer to what I'll tell you. But before I get there, going back to what you said about thrift shops, I love thrift shops. I love my old apartment. I had like 5 really cool thrift shops near me, and it was part of my dog walk every day. You have no idea. I just did this interview with a woman who wrote a book about couture on my podcast. You know why people are like, oh, you have couture. You know why I found couture? I found random pieces in Salvation Army and Goodwill. My mother used to call Salvation Army Sal's place. I love thrift shops. Because it's just like, people throw out stuff and you can find such gorgeous things in there. And if you're looking for something that's timeless and chic, you could find great vintage pieces. When I met Audrey Hepburn, I was my night with Audrey. It's just like iconic moment.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And we were both wearing the same earrings, and hers were real and mine were fake. But, you know, mine were from a sample cell. But I had on this beautiful black handmade dressmaker velvet cocktail dress, and I got it in the Salvation Army or Goodwill, one or the other. It's like, and it was this beautiful vintage dress that was just incredible. And even in my picture to this day with Audrey, which I cherish, the dress still looks relevant, and it was vintage from a thrift shop, you know? So it's like, don't ever think that you can't, it's money. Money is an excuse. You know, you can find clothes on any budget, anywhere. One of my biggest pride and joys is I have this vintage Gucci bag. It's a trapezoid bag with the horse bit buckle on it and the bamboo. So cool, right? They have it on the cover in one of the Gucci vintage style books. Wherever I wear it, people love it. I was in Denver, and I saw it at a Salvation Army, and it said 67 inside. And I'm like, wow, $67 for this. How cool. It was 67 cents. That's okay. So it's like, don't, you know, when people start saying things about like, I don't have money, fooey, you know?
I hear you.
You know, you can find style anywhere, but back to where you could start. The best way is, like I said, Audrey was my iconic moment. She was kind of my muse. And I think she's almost been everyone's. And guess what? I was not terribly skinny with high cheekbones ever, but you know, a girl could dream. But I loved her style. And I think when you don't know where to find style, I have an exercise. And if you go to Focus on Style and you look for iconic moments, it will come up. It's also in the Style Incubator. It's pretty much in everything I do. And that is, if people don't know, Pinterest is like this really great visual pinning tool. It's totally free. And I ask people, and when you don't, because no one has ever failed me on this ever. And I found it myself quite by accident. I'm like, bingo, this is how I can help other people. I never realized it, because sometimes, you know, you can't see the forest from the trees. So quickly think about what iconic moments come to mind in movies, fashion, magazines, Great Aunt Tilly who lives down the block, anyone, anything, something you saw in a store window. And the power of the internet is you could probably find it. So if you find images and say, like, maybe it was, Ally McGraw in a coat. Maybe it was, you know, someone on the cast of Friends. Maybe it was a picture you saw in Harper's Bazaar or Vogue, or maybe it was the way your grandmother looked in all the old, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. Take it, those pictures, pin them in Pinterest. And as you start looking at all these images that you quickly remember without struggling, or maybe it's just like that dress you once saw in a department store window and you're like, wow, I wish I can get a dress like that. Whatever it is, find the closest thing you can to that. Put them all together on Pinterest. Look at everything as a whole, and you will start to see a thread in there of similarity, and that's your style, and that's what I call your iconic moments, because it becomes very easy that way to see everything together. And then that you could say, well, maybe I really do like the hippie stuff. Or God, I didn't realize that I really like, you know, peacoats and high heels. Or I really like that French way that women have like undone hair and sexy shoes and like jeans and a blazer or whatever it is. You will start to see the thread. And from that, you can kind of build and identify with your own personal style.
That is literally how, because, you know, face it, you go into a store, let's say you're looking for something, you're not sure what you're looking for. You wind up getting, there's too much. I don't know. I see everything. Everything starts to look the same and you leave with maybe nothing. And instead it's fun to do that. I have the very page that, it's called Passion for Fashion on my Pinterest page. And that's exactly where, it stemmed from, is working with, in your group. I had one started a little bit before, but I add to it all the time. And you know what? It's fun because it for me, my closet and getting dressed is sort of a creative process in the morning. I try to match things that I've not worn together before to mix and match my wardrobe. And it's learning all of these things about, what is that? And I remember my grandma always had some rhinestone somewhere. If she got dressed up, she had rhinestones somewhere. She had a brooch that she always wore, or she always had sequins if she really got dressed up. I mean, where does the glitter and sparkle love for it come from? Right. Of course, this is right. And earlier you're talking about, because it doesn't mean you have to go grab something at full price or at the most expensive stores. It's fun. And I find that the Pinterest page actually keeps my mind clear and fresh. If I happen to see something and I'll look on my page and go, oh, that's on there. And I'll find it on sale, discount, clearance.
Yeah.
I've also found you were talking about your favorite bag. And I'm going to say this quick before we go off to break. I have this, it's a velvet coat. It's a lighter. The inside is satin. It's black. It's beautiful. Around the sleeves, there's about maybe 7 inches of a feather boa that's wrapped around the sleeves and the cuffs. And I saw it at Goodwill and I had to have it. And I get the most compliments. People are like, oh my God, where did you get that coat?
Exactly.
And I said, thank you. It was $7.
Yeah.
And I still wear it. It's my favorite. If I ever lose a feather off it, I'm sad because I don't, you know, so these things, these are like treasures. It makes it more fun. And I think the way that you're describing this is to help everyone find your thing. Like what lights you up inside when it comes to this part of you? And that really, again, it helps you show up so much, so different. And you're describing like moments in your memory that really stand out. And because you felt so amazing in those moments as well, not just, you know, there was a blend of things, of course, but it was really how you were showing up and the energy. And you're talking about great words like relevant and treating yourself the right way. And money is just an excuse. It's not that you cannot be the best version of you because you don't have money. You absolutely can.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about your advice. It's real. Like I can take this and go use it right now. So we're heading off to break quickly here. Again, can you just mention your website again so they can touch on that? And then when we get back, we're going to also talk about I want to talk about your podcast and also your free offer again.
Okay, cool. If you want to find me and you want to get, you know, into your, you know, get from the ground up or just want some fine tuning or tweaking, go to focusonstyle.com/free course, and you'll get the Style Incubator. It's a $247 value, and you'll get the Insiders Facebook group. And it's a brand new group. It's only about a month old, and it's the best way to connect with me and other like-minded style-seeking ladies. There were a couple of guys in there, but I think they self-booted themselves out when they realized it was a girls' group. So...
It is. It's a very comfortable, safe, fun environment where everyone's curious and supportive. And that, of course, all stems from you. So awesome. We are going on a quick break. When we return, we're going to have Sharon back just to chat some more fashion, some more tips, things about limited budget and and how you can get in touch with her. So stay tuned. We will be right back on Positivity Party Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, that was such a quick break because we were chatting about my black jacket and she gave me some awesome ideas I was saying how, and this is why it's fun to brainstorm with someone who knows this stuff, because I was feeling sad that toward the bottom of the jacket, it was starting to wear off. She said, why don't you have it shortened? It seems so obvious. I wouldn't have thought of it. So I'm happy again, because that gives me a whole nother life to my jacket when it gets that far. Of course, we're here on Positivity Party Radio, and I'm your host, Nicole Eisler, and we're partying tonight with Sharon, my good friend Sharon Haber from Focus on Style. So far, just amazing. I've taken even more notes on everything that she has talked about and touched on and shared with us. And now I want to know more. I'm excited to know more. So we've talked about secondhand stores, thrift shops, you know, that it's not about getting the high price item, right? That makes or breaks your style. Because I actually find it a little bit of a game or a challenge when I find something I really love where I want to pay. But what other tips and things could we share with listeners that help them, whether they're on a limited budget or
Is it best to, because some people stay away from looking online, and but maybe you have some good resources that you love to share often with people, just to help them kind of take this to their level, and their starting point. I know you talked about your offer and your program, but what are some things on a limited budget, or just easy things that are a quick turnaround in somebody's style or in their wardrobe that you want to share?
Sure. Well, one of the things is I'm like the sample sale queen, which is great. Designers put all their stuff in one place. You can get it discounted. You come the first day, you get the best stuff. You come towards the end of it, you get it reduced again. I'm lucky, you know, it's my new way of going to Lowman's. You know, Lowman's is no longer, they are online, but it's kind of icky. But, you know, so that's my thing. But I'm lucky to do that because I'm a New Yorker and, you know, there's lots of brands here. So there's the Fashion District. So if you live in a city where there is a fashion district or there are showrooms, they do have sample sales all over. So you have to look that up. But if you don't, you could do what I'm doing when I'm not at a sample sale. Look online. There are so many. Just look for online sample sales. Google it. There are tons of sites that have it. And when you join these sites, some of them are not as inexpensive as actually physically going, but they're pretty good deals. They have like sprints. Like I love Barney's. It was actually my first job was in Barney's, but Barney's is like a fancy store in New York, and they have a Barney's warehouse site. And at Barney's warehouse, the stuff's already, you know, a good third off, but it's still really expensive. And then if you're on their email list, you get this email that says style sprint, extra 40 off, extra 50 off, extra 70 off, extra 20 off, whatever. And it's like, let me tell you, when there's an email that says style sprint, I sprint. My little clicking finger sprints over there. So you can still get like really, you can get like $700 shoes for $100. Why not? Or $150. You know, there's still $700 shoes. You know, that's a huge saving. Get one pair. Stores like Zara. I love Zara. Zara knocks off every designer. It's like the fashion editor's secret. There, I get so many cool things. You could wear your designer clothes mixed with your thrift shop clothes, mixed with some trendier pieces from Zara, which is crazy cheap. I just ordered a bunch of stuff over Black Friday that's coming. I got just one navy velvet blouse. It was like $12, you know, and a lace top that was $50. They have really cool shoes, super cheap. Sometimes they're as cheap as $35. I got a exact knockoff of Chanel lace-up Q-Peel shoes last year. I never had such inexpensive shoes. They were literally $35. I got so many compliments on them, and I saw some women wearing them, and I stalked them until I found them in Zara, and I couldn't believe they were that cheap. So again, it's like mixing things, mix the vintage, mix the designer, mix the Zara, and it all, if your eyes are open and you're inspired, it all comes together. And one of the things, let me just kind of quickly give you an idea of a little teaching moment, is I believe in chic and in style, you know, in fashion. When I was on a photo shoot, it would be like, oh, that's chic, or oh, that's not chic. It's chic. Oh yeah, it is, or that's not chic, meaning smart style. But to me, chic means that you are confident, harmonious, interesting, and classic. And if you can think to the letters of the word chic, confident, you know, you want to feel confident, look confident, right? And harmonious, everything goes together. It looks like it belongs in the right way. It complements each other. Interesting, you don't look like a bore or a dud. You don't look like the crazy cat lady either. You have that extra flourish that makes it your own. And classic, that's how you get those thrift shop pieces that are timeless and last for, you know, years. And you update them and keep them relevant with the little things that are interesting. So chic, confident, harmonious, interesting, and classic. And that will really help you build a core wardrobe.
Awesome. I tell you what, I want to thank you so much for being here, for partying with us, for sharing all of this. I'm going to use your word, relevant information, because it applies to everyone that's listening, to help you be the best version of you. I know you have the 7 Days to Amazing podcast. You can follow Sharon there. Again, her website is focusonstyle.com. She really does help you just really be the best version of you and help you show up in that way. And I tell you, she's as genuine and amazing and fun as you've heard here tonight. She's that way every time I've ever talked with her, which is why I'm so glad we connected and met at that event.
Yeah.
I've just had an amazing time. I love it. I'm very excited. I'm going to be back here. This is Nicole Eisler, of course, back on the third Tuesday this month in December. And we're going to talk more about the best version of you. And I'm going to share some more about helping you really answer that question. Who am I? And so this was just giving you another piece of that puzzle and giving you another layer. So really looking forward to more of your information, Sharon, and having you just continuing to listen. I hope you guys all check her out. Again, the 7 Days to Amazing podcast, focusonstyle.com. And Sharon, thank you so much for being with us. I just really appreciate it. I appreciate your friendship and just being around. Your energy is awesome. Makes me even more excited to check out my blackjack and take it to another step. So thanks again, everyone. I hope you have a beautiful couple weeks. I'll see you back here on the third Tuesday of December, and we'll party and get down again. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nicole. And she's the real deal, too.
Aw. Love you, girl. All right. Thank you. Bye for now.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.